Josh, learning how to count live on the show is fucking great.
You know that I am called the Count, because I really love to sometimes I sit and all day, but sometimes I get carried away.
For breaking soccer news, for insight that excels, for expert analytics, you better go somewhere else. Portland Bay Soccer Podcast. Enjoy it now, cause it probably won't last. Pitches, poop, they cover it all. They'll discuss everything except football. Portland Vanity Soccer Podcast.
Welcome to episode 97, season 5, episode 8. I'm counting. Of the Portland Vanity Soccer Podcast. My name is Jonathan, and I'm coming to you from Northeast Portland.
I'm Josh. You know where I'm coming from.
Hell? Despair?
Hell.
Yeah.
Yes.
Depression?
Yes. Greg, where are you coming from?
Greg's here in Northwest Portland. Today, we're going to talk over some recent results and performances. Josh is going to teach us about soccer formations.
I'm going to teach you about lots of things, like the 3-4-3, the 4-2-2-2, the 4-1-3-2, and the 4-2-4.
Jonathan got to visit the Timbers training earlier today. We're going to make some predictions about upcoming matches.
Hey, that sounds like an excellent agenda. I'm really looking forward to Josh educating us about soccer and the formations and tactics that are used. So, all right. Let's jump into these results. I got a text over the weekend from my friend Adam, and he's like, do they always tie? And it's starting to remind me of that season where the joke was Rose City till I tie, because that's all that we could seem to pull off. But
and what was your response to Adam?
Yes, that's all we can seem to do at this point.
You should shut up, Adam.
Yeah, stupid idiot. Jerk.
Who the hell names their kid Adam?
Yeah, you can't even soccer, bro.
Yeah, like, dude.
Like, you think you're dumb with soccer formations? Adam's even dumber. You don't even
exactly
know. Yeah,
I know.
It's a lot, Adam. But all right, let's talk about some accountability, because I think we missed this in a recent episode. But let's discuss the Timbers draw with LAFC 2-2 at home in Providence Park. So Greg predicted a 3-2 win, 2-0 down, and then 3 goals in the second half. I'm actually, that's not a terrible overall prediction. I feel like you were very into
close.
The game. Yeah. Josh magically decided that our defense was going to do great, if you remember, and had predicted a 1-0 win. And I predicted a 4-3 win with Hugo Lloris giving up a penalty. So, Greg, calling you the winner of the prediction game for this match, would you like to take a round of applause?
You know, I don't even think that we should talk about LAFC, because I'm pretty sure the name of this bit of media that we do is the Portland Vanity Soccer Podcast. And I don't know what the fuck that game was, but it sure as shit wasn't soccer.
Yeah, you tell him, Greg.
Fuck that ref. Fuck LAFC. Fuck their bullshit way that they play, where they're just going to foul every time they lose the fucking ball. Fuck Mario deciding to go on piggyback rides and not even seeing a goddamn card for persistent infringement once. Fuck everything about this stupid team whose jerseys look like they dropped it in an oil spill outside of a CVS pharmacy and didn't use any stain removers when they put it in the wash. Fuck them.
All I want to say is, how did we wear our green home kits? They wore a green kit, the color of the pitch that you couldn't even see them. And that's all I had to say.
I hold on a second before we get into the game. Or I had friends in town, which was great, which is another reason why I always say, like, I'll never remember the results like halfway through the match.
Dude, I had to hang out with your friend and his kid.
Hey, you did. That's right. So Greg, your level of hatred that you just expressed, I'm not surprised by, because I think we all feel the same way. However, I recall us all at some point and other people within the scene saying that LAFC is not a rival. They don't come anywhere near us. But I feel like the invoking of this level of emotion, it's like you hate them as much as you hate Seattle.
That's not true.
What's it called? Isn't hate like right next to love or something like that? It shares a thing. You should have no feeling for them because they're useless. Yeah. Even though I like them, they're still shit.
I mean, Greg, I mean, that level, you, of all the other games that we've had bad referees and faced shitty opponents, I've never felt that level of passion. And I am here to say, I'll take LAFC as a rivalry match. It's fun. Their fans are dicks. They came here and did shitty things. I don't know about this time, but they have before in the past. If we recall, I think Randy tried to film them at one point seasons ago, and someone like threw a punch at him, and it was, you know, it's Randy, so who knows?
I saw a TikTok yesterday of fans in their section, like same section fans fighting each other, and one of them came away with like his face completely covered with blood, like one of those massively bleeding head wounds that just don't stop.
Well, don't we do that too?
No,
not like that. I mean,
we fight with our passive aggressiveness and on our keyboards.
And slap. The way you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think that was definitely, I'm willing to accept them. They're not nearly as important as the Cascadia Cup rivalry, like, and stuff like that. But in terms of being an established team, they have hardware, even though it's manufactured, and they are Chivas USA. They still, I feel anger when we're getting ready to play them, and I have those sweet Adidas Gazelles that are black with a slight like yellow on the sides. Like, I can't even wear this shit because it's too close to their home kit. Gotta fucking wear something different. And once I felt that way about my shoe color, I was like, fuck it, like, this is a rivalry to me, and I don't care if anyone disagrees because you're wrong.
You know, okay. From the start, this fucking ref did not want to manage the game whatsoever. He let so many stupid fouls go. He called other stupid fouls for no stupid reason. Are we going to talk about the red card yet, or are we in the first half?
We're in the first half, but I mean, honestly, the only thing I'm going to talk about in this game is me getting absolutely blasted with my friends and being excited to walk away with a 2-2 draw and get a point.
I can't even remember our goals. Like, that's how pissed off I am about it.
Yeah.
What were our goals?
Let's talk about this red card that I don't think should be a red card. And when I watched the review, like, I was like, you know, in the Uber on the way home and watching the replays, I'm going, isn't he already offside? Like, it looked to me like from the replay that I saw that the LAFC guy was already offside, so it didn't matter anyway that Crippo had made contact outside of the box. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. But I don't, as we've come to learn over the years, I don't know anything. Okay. So if I have an opinion, it's probably the wrong opinion.
I knew that on day one.
I feel like the offside was close enough that whichever way it was called, I don't think there was enough for VAR to overturn it. Mm-hmm. So however it's called on the field, I'm fine with. That was close enough that whatever. And somebody made a point. I think some people did some geometry and came up with the approximation that he was offside by an eighth of an inch. I don't want VAR overturning eighth of an inch decisions. That's not what VAR is for. And
that's
don't
exactly what it's for.
No, it's not. I don't want to have to do trigonometry for every time a play's
revealed. Greg, geometry is right side of the brain. Trig is left side of the brain. Figure out your fucking maths.
One eighth of an inch is below the waist.
God damn it, Josh. Now I got to edit something.
It was like 9:25.
But so, again, just a beep. Just a beep. Don't delete it.
Yeah, just a beep. So, so I'm fine with them not calling offside. The actual call itself, it happened on the other side of the pitch from where we were standing. It happened on the south end. In the moment, I'm like, you know what? He fouled him there. There's nothing you can do. You know, dogzo, fine. I'm not going to argue with it. I go back. I watch the replays. 100% not a dogzo. The dude had a shit first touch that he did not control. Was he fouled? Yes, he was absolutely fouled. I don't think he's scoring a goal on that play anyway. He didn't have control. Bravo's coming up on the other side. Crepeau's closing down. That is not, by any stretch of the imagination, a dogzo. So not only did this ref have a shitty match not controlling the game and letting both teams get away with atrocious fouls, but he also decided to make himself the most important person on the pitch that day by making a call he did not have to make. And it changed everything. We were having one of our best performances of the season when it was 11 versus 11.
Yeah.
And completely changed the match. Proud of those boys for holding on to a draw, down a man for 45 plus, but yeah, it was at least 45 minutes.
Yeah, I was out getting food when it happened.
But
almost dropped it.
No, this is fucking atrocious. And I don't know. We celebrated when the scab refs went away and the actual refs came back, but I don't really see much reason to fucking celebrate.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we needed these refs to go away and get FIFA refs. And relegation. Ooh. Promotion relegation.
Yeah, pro rel. That would fix this game.
It really would fix every game.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to need to soon because we can't have 90 teams.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess we'll continue to talk about Portland versus LAFC as opposed to pro rel. But at this point, I remember getting, I think, my fifth beer, and it just kind of went downhill from there. It ended at Life of Riley, and it was almost midnight.
Not cool.
Yeah. You guys want to talk anything about this game? Because it's
no.
Greg says shit, Josh laughs, and Jonathan pokes the bear. Is there a bear that I am poking?
I thought that would have been me.
Oh, oh.
Did I do enough laughing?
No.
Ooh.
Oh, soccer.
I'll say one thing and we can move on. If we're going to take any positives from this match, when we have the reverse fixture this weekend in LA, I think our boys are going to go into it with a chip on their shoulders.
Totally. We're going to dominate.
Yeah. They're a domination squad.
Yep.
That's right.
What I can
that's estimate. That's what we're known for, dominating yeah. games.
So we are the dominant factor. We're like the Achilles, is what we are.
We were originally going to be called the Portland Dominators.
It wasn't the Portland like Achilles.
No.
Okay, just checking. Greg,
what no, because we have bad doctors.
Oh, Jakey Gleason, we miss you, buddy. All right, let's move on because LAFC was 4,000 years ago. But this past weekend, we had another 2-2 draw at Columbus. And let's do a little accountability one more time. Greg predicted a 17-4 win. Josh predicted a 1-1 draw. He says in his heart, he thought we were going to lose. And I predicted a 3-2 win with Jonathan Rodriguez, 2 assists and a goal. And Greg won with his 2-2 draw approach. And again, so Greg wins both competitions in this episode again. And I'm just like, the thing that's disappointing to anyone who's actually listening to this is Greg isn't even smart. So I don't even understand, like, is it luck? I mean, did maybe he bought that lottery ticket up in the Cooley neighborhood at the basket fucking thing, whatever.
I think what it is the Timbers are dumb and Greg is dumb, so it works out.
It's just like they kind of meet at the dumb.
Dumb. The Timbers are duh, and Greg is
My third eye is open, guys.
Greg, that's not an eye.
You gotta, filter the fluoride out of your water.
Someone's gotta do it for us.
Descale your pineal glands.
Well, impressive win yet again, Gregorius.
Me and Greg wouldn't stop with that match.
Yeah. So, just two things from this match that I did watch because I did not get drunk, because I'm the only one of us three dickheads who went to the beer mongers. Josh, I even brought you a present, and now you didn't get it.
Oh, well, I guess I don't get a present.
Yeah, you don't. So, to the listeners who did come out, there were some of you, had a few nice conversations. Thank you for coming to hang out. We had a really good time. The No Pity Van was there, some old stalwarts showed up, and then a bunch of random people I didn't know showed up. And then this busload of 65 senior citizens showed up and went into beer mongers and started crushing beers. It was like the weirdest like line of people coming down the street and walking into beer mongers that I've ever seen in my entire life. We had a really fun setup outside where it was a TV where we had to use my computer and my phone hotspot to make the outside TV work. And the best part about that was my phone was 10 seconds faster than the beer mongers inside Wi-Fi. And so we were watching the game 10 seconds in advance of everyone in the actual bar. And so me and some other folks who were hanging out outside kept laughing because like we would see the goal score. We'd be like, yeah. And there's like 10 people. And then there's like 60 people inside who they would come out and be like, don't fucking do that. Like, come on, man. Like, you're ruined. I'm like, hey, man, you come on out. My phone's better. Sorry, beer mongers, but
come hang with us.
Yeah, it was a good time. There were some people who showed up, had some good beverages, and I'm disappointed in both of you for not going. It hurt my feelings just a little bit. It was like, well, 1 out of 100 hurt.
Well, what's going on this weekend? I can do one this weekend.
I can't. It's moving day for Fran and Roy Boy.
Ugh, maybe I'll help them move.
Oh, it's going to be fucking 6 U-Haul pods. That's a whole other story.
Are you actually moving stuff or?
No, dude.
Oh, then I won't help.
Yeah, no. We are going to just have some movers bring some stuff into different places. If it was one pod, yes, we would do it. 6 pods, I'd rather not do that and do other fun things throughout the day. So,
yeah. Is your sister hiding out in one of the pods?
Jesus Christ, I hope not.
How much are you paying them to do that, the movers?
6 pods is
$35.
No, it's surprisingly inexpensive.
Ballpark.
It's under $1,000.
Under $1,000?
Yeah.
I'll do it for $500.
You're going to unload... The funny part is you say that with confidence, and then when you see what they actually brought with them, you would show up and be like, I'm still taking the 5 and I'm leaving.
Damn it, you're on to my plan.
Yeah.
And supply the pizza.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be next level. I am really hoping that it does not turn into a giant fiasco. But anyway, so we had a good time. At Beer Mongers, anyone who was there, again, thank you for showing up and hanging out. We will do more events this summer, some of them maybe even at the Axe and Rose. We'll see what happens.
Oh.
Yeah. So, Greg, it looks like you took some copious notes about your feelings about this match.
And well, I want to know how you guys feel just like in general. Was that a good win or win? Was that a good draw, a bad draw, a draw?
That was a win draw to me because, again, just based on Columbus's performance recently and the fact that we didn't look like we got steamrolled at all. Like the first half, we looked great. Second half, we were on the back foot, but it was still we didn't give up. And, you know, a 2-2 draw. I mean, it got pretty hairy in the end, especially when that ref gave that free fucking uncle dust, like gave it that free kick right outside of the box. And I'm going, It was the worst dive I think I had seen in that game to get that foul called, where you're just like, really, dude? Like, that's a fucking foul? But anyway, what about you, Greg? Was it a win-win? Or it's a win-draw, a draw-draw, or a loss-draw?
It was a draw-draw. It's disappointing. So, okay. It's disappointing to not get the win because, A, we haven't won in, like, 7 games, and that's getting really old. But more than that, it looked like we could win. At no point during the match did we look like we were being outplayed. We were toe-to-toe with the current champions of the league, with one of the best teams in the league, with some of the most talent and best coached. So it was kind of a bummer to come away not with 3 points when you really felt like, holy crap, we can earn 3 points here. But that being said, no, I'm perfectly, like I said in the predictions, it's a well-earned point that I think I said in the last episode. If you walk away from Columbus with 1 point, you have to feel good about it. And I stand by that.
Was it this match or LAFC where we parked the bus? I don't remember.
We parked the bus a little bit towards the end of this.
But it was LAFC then that we were, I was mad about one of them and I don't remember which one.
LAFC, we had to because we were down a man.
Yeah, but still.
But I was messaging you because we were watching from separate locations during Columbus. Yeah. That we parked the bus somewhere around like the 80th minute. And that was a little bit of a bummer because I thought, like I said, I thought we could have won. We looked like we could win.
And we even had Espria on.
Around the 8. Oh my God. Espria almost undid their entire defense by himself. Yeah. It looked like Phil switched to wanting to play for a draw around the 80th minute. And that kind of bummed me out. I'm like, no, guys, go get it. But I don't know. It felt fine.
Oh, Phyllis.
It is hilarious seeing you guys see any of the stuff Sasha Kleshchen's been saying?
No. What'd he say?
So after Phil called Evander the best number 10 in the league, and Bradley Wright Phillips was defending that, Sasha Kleshchen came in with this like, oh, that's bullshit. He can't be the best player in the league because the Galaxy are in first place. It's like, dude, like that has anything to do with it.
The best team in the league.
Yeah. So then, like, he does this weekly thing called Stock Up, Stock Down that you could totally tell he's probably not even watching all these matches. He's just, like, writing from his gut instinct. And he actually put the Timbers stock down after grinding out an away draw against the current champions. Like, it's utterly ridiculous where he's coming up with his bad takes. Yep.
Whatever. I'm making motions in the screen that you listeners can't see, but all I ask you to do is just put on your imagination cap, and you'll understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Josh, what do you think? Is it a,
it was a good tie. Not like LAFC, which was like a loss tie.
Yeah.
I'm sick of tying. We need to right the ship and fucking head in the right direction.
I still feel like 2 draws, one against not necessarily a bigger team than us, but against what I am now labeling as a rival, and against Columbus, is a step in the right direction. We still gave up more goals than, of course, we would like, but we were able to match that. And that's all we've said since the beginning of the season. If we're going to give up 3, we got to score 4.
Getting points and we're getting goals. And that's all that matters. We're not like playing like, you know, there's hiccups, but it's also like a lot of a new squad and a new coach. Stuff's going to happen. We have to roll with the punches, and at least we're trending in the right direction.
Yeah, you know what? I want to go back to the match against LAFC again, just to reiterate this. We played down a person for basically a whole half and still got a draw. So
yeah,
that's a good sign.
Columbus came down to one moment of defense turning off, and I think that started with Evander not tracking his man that led off that sequence to Columbus's first goal. Anyway, one moment of defensive lapse, and a good team will punish one moment. You know, I don't think, you know, I don't think the Dynamo or Colorado are going to score a goal because we have one lapse in defensive judgment.
Yeah, totally.
It came down to that. It came down to a fucking wonder strike from one of their center backs that like nobody could do a damn thing about.
That goal, you can't do anything about that.
No, you don't.
And like, just like you said in the moment, you're like, that's goal of the month or goal of the mat or goal of the week. Like it sort of was. It was a beautiful goal, and yeah, you can't block that.
He got that shot off because nobody stepped to him. Why did nobody step to him? He's their fucking center back.
Yeah,
That's fine. But he ripped it, and it was
sometimes that beautiful. Happens. Yeah.
It's super rare when a defender does that type of rip, especially from that position. But sometimes they hit it and it fucking works. So you can't come out of that. And that's another thing, too. Just looking back, even across all the goals that we gave up across the last three games, we gave up 8 goals. We scored 8 goals. And so that's, again, progression from where we were going back to what we were talking about.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Go sports.
I am a sports fanatic. So
sports champion.
Yeah.
So since we're on talking about vibes more than tactics right now, I brought up the whole discussion about Evander being the best number 10 in the Western Conference right now. I had said before the season started, he's not a 10, he's an 8, and we're playing him wrong. He's proven me wrong. He's looking really good out there. It's not the same style that Valeri or Blanco played, but he's amazing with the ball at his feet. He's smart as hell. And the way he did that little dummy to literally take 2 defenders off their feet in one moment for that second goal, he's proven me 1,000% wrong, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, he doesn't need to score goals. He just needs to be that guy.
He looks good. I mean, I've always questioned him and his, you know, ability or want to be here. I feel like he's finding his footing finally, and it goes back to what Greg has been saying all along. Like, hey, give everyone their first season, especially when they're not here for the full season. And, dude, Josh, why'd you make a face?
Because I've been saying that this whole time.
No, you haven't. That's all Greg.
Is it? I think I'm Greg now.
Yeah, you focus on the formations and let Greg take care of the soccer. But it's true, and I think he's finding his footing, and that is, I would say, pretty damn exciting. But in the interest of time, the question I have for you, Greg, is. You say Bravo is the key to this attack. And what I would say is I totally agree with you. And
it makes for great podcasting when we agree and have nothing to argue about.
Yeah,
we can just
move
on.
Yeah. Bravo, I said, I forget what season it was where I was like, he's going to be supporters player of the year. He's going to be the best. Another one of my will end up in Europe by the end of the season predictions, which none have come true. However, he's like what Mosquera wants to be, but just can't. And I don't understand. Like, and maybe with Bravo being back and fully fit and being able to play, you know, a full 90, he will make it easier for Mosquera to sneak up because Bravo can track back as a starting level MLS left back. But he's fucking good.
He's fucking good. He finds himself in space so often. Like, he'll be double teamed on the touchline and just like a little 1-2 thing. And all of a sudden he's in acres of space cutting in. Rodriguez is going out wide, you know, to keep our attack wide. But yeah, he finds all the space. He connects passes. He does the dirty work. Is he going to, you know, give up at least 3 penalties this season? Probably, depending on like how those matches turn out. You know, that's yet to be seen. We have completely turned around in the last few matches, and I think that is because of Bravo.
You said double teamed on the touchline, and I just stopped paying attention after that. What did you say?
Did I get you excited?
Yeah. No, I agree. He's super exciting to watch, and he has the right balance between being able to be a wing back ish and but get back and defend as necessary. And you're right, he's that dude who does a stupid foul. There's so many times in previous seasons where he's already on a yellow or he's on like near the line and, you know, gets called for a penalty. And it's like, dude, that was the dumbest challenge ever. Why did you do that? But he's still, I think, if you're going to build a new team and you had to pick one defender from your starting four, I'm taking Bravo every time.
All day long.
100%. The only bummer for me in this match, I think, would be Rodriguez. He was a little bit of a ghost for most of it. He did kick off that pass into Evander that Evander eventually left for Mora that led to a goal. But bringing it back to Bravo, that pass doesn't get up unless Bravo makes that overlap and opens up the space for Rodriguez. So outside of that, I thought Rodriguez was a little bit disappointing.
I don't know. He was good. I thought he was pretty good the first half. He proved him. He's doing good. Oh, God, I'm brain farting so bad right now.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
You couldn't tell because I said he's doing good 5 times?
Yeah, no. The flow feels so natural.
Oh, the flow.
It's like Billy Madison in the end when they're having the debate as part of that academic decathlon, and the principal's like, that is the dumbest thing I have ever heard. Anyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I offer you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
At no point did you even come close to presenting anything that could be perceived as a rational thought.
Oh my God. Let's just make fun of Josh because he's... Not
sorry,
all.
Josh.
You make it so easy.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, that was. I appreciate it. That was good.
I like him. I think he's good. He's gelling with the team. It seems.
Yeah.
And I think once summer comes and he starts turning on and gets used to everything, because MLS is a different style of play. Oh, that's what one thing I was gonna say. Like I was telling Greg, like you know how like. The Mexican League, they play a little rough and they do a little pinching and a little this and a little that and they fuck with you a little. He has that. And that's something that we need. We need that like enemy player again. And people are going to hate him. And that's what makes us love him.
Yeah. That's like trying to think of like other players who are like Chara used to be. I think like that. He still fouls, but he was never dirty. He's just more of a here's a tactical foul that I have to do and I'm going to get it and no big deal. But not like the Ka punch you in the nuts during a set piece or as our lovely friend Chris Duvall saying, I used to just foul the person who was their main star as hard as I could in the first like 5 minutes and it was egregious because I knew they wouldn't give me a card to start out the game and you know, stuff like that.
That's the way you do it. We need those players.
Yeah.
I think, was Blanco our last villain?
Yeah.
I think Blanco's our last villain.
Wind people up, for sure. And could easily get someone to get a card against him. And that's, maybe Jonathan will end up being that player for us. What a wonderful name for the record. Just a great, great name.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. All right, well, let's... Do you have anything else you want to say about this match, Greg?
Not really. Are you trying to get out of here in the next few minutes, Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can move on then.
Yeah, let's move on. So today, I got to attend the Portland Timbers training at their training facility in Beaverton. And for the record, it is in a very nondescript location. It's very interesting where it actually is. It's like behind a U-Haul storage-looking place. But then when you actually get into the facility, it is, guys, it's like a real sports team practices there. It's super weird. I didn't think it would be like a dirty field and a shitty looking clubhouse, but I didn't expect it to be as nice and professional as it was.
And should I have Margot's bat mitzvah there?
Yeah, I mean, if you could figure that out, you should totally do it. What about her brie? Oh, wait, that doesn't happen to girls. Never mind. But it was It was super cool. One of the things I wanted to say that really stood out to me while we were there and watching was Phil Neville is a very active coach. So he was out there leading drills himself on the field and giving like feedback and saying like, you know, what he wanted to see and how they got to do this. And here's the passing scheme. Whereas like a lot of other managers are generally, you know, more sideline and their coaching staff is on the field. And I thought that was a really interesting thing to see. The drills were really funny. There was at one point, there was like 15 season ticket holders who were there sitting on the sidelines. And do you know the game they play on the field before a game starts? And it's where there's like one person in the center and they're kicking the ball around and the person's trying to get out. So there they were playing it with more people in a smaller space with two people in the center to make it harder. And they were having fun and laughing and goofing off. And then they had like a 2 minutes left of that drill. And then Phil Neville shouted, he's like, okay, when a minute and 30 seconds is up, he's like, the last four people in the center have to go sing the season ticket holders a song of their choice. And those dudes started playing that game like it was the last game they were ever going to play. Like it was the diving headers. And in the end, he did not hold them accountable to his threat, but it really set a fire under their system. And that was very, very interesting.
So if Phil did hold them to it, what song would you have picked?
Ooh, I mean, I think it would be easy for them to just come over and do like a PTFC chant. That's what I would do.
Bella Chow like, or something.
Yeah. Like, it was very funny. We had the ability to take photos up until they put on like the pennies, because that's when they're actually running plays they're going to use for the upcoming weekend. And so we took some fun photos of the players. And then what they ended up doing was a full scrimmage of the Timbers first team versus T2. And T2 was in pennies, like full field. And it was actually really fun to watch. T2 held their own. Again, it's a practice. There was one bad challenge during that game, and Anthony like hit the ground pretty hard, and like training staff running out and you're going, whoa. And they say, you know, they practice and you're not really ever that impressed. And then seeing them do it, it's like they're playing a legit game and playing like they have something to win in training, which I imagine T2 players do and anyone shooting for a starting spot. But it was good to note that what I learned from that was the superstars didn't specifically have to practice in the game. And so like Evander at one point was just by himself in a back corner of a field, you know, taking free kicks and whatnot. Whereas, you know, everyone else is still playing a legit scrimmage. But overall, it was a very enjoyable morning, seeing all that go down.
Interesting.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, it was fun. If anyone ever gets a chance to go.
No, we're not.
If anyone ever gets a chance with me to go and I have a plus one, like maybe you should go with me. But Brianna went today and it was a good time. We stopped at AAA, got some international driver's licenses for our upcoming trip to Greece. It was a good time.
Delightful.
Yeah. All right. Let's do our predictions. And then, Josh, you can get the fuck out of here.
Good. I have to leave. Karate time.
Yeah. All right. Predictions. Greg, Timbers at LAFC this Saturday, 4:27 at 7:30 p.m. What's the score?
Like I already said, they're coming in with a chip on their shoulder. They're pissed. They're going to want to win. We're still going to give up goals. I'm going to call it a 4-1 win.
Oh, wow. Okay. Josh.
They're coming in with a chip on their shoulder, and I don't know what else is happening. I wasn't listening to Greg when he was talking, but I'm going to say a 1-0 win.
All right. I am going to go back to my crazy score lines, but I'm going to make it even crazier, and I am going to go with a 4-3 Timbers win.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You thinking 7 goals at Bonk of California?
Zibonk? Yes, I think
it's Zibonk.
Zibonk.
Okay. I don't think it's Bonk of California anymore. I think it's BMO.
Is it really?
Is that what your nipples are doing right now?
BMOing?
Yeah. Is it BMO or is it BMO?
Dude, my nips are so BMO right now.
BMO. You see the I'll fucking cut glass with these.
No, it says Bank of California on the at least in the calendar.
No. Oh, all right.
Cool. In the Major League Soccer calendar.
Journalisms.
Yeah. That gets forwarded to my cellular telephone.
Oh, you have a cellular telephone. Nice.
Ah, future.
All right, so then we have another away match. Timbers at Charlotte, Saturday, May 4th at 4:30 p.m. Pacific. Greg, what's your prediction?
I have not watched a single Charlotte match this year, but I can tell you they are ninth in the East. They are 3-1-1 at home, and they are 0-3-1 away. So it's not going to be easy.
Yeah, they're home.
But I think the Timbers are going to be riding high after getting their revenge on LAFC. So I'm going to call that a 2-1 win.
Damn it, that's what I was going to say.
So they're BMO-ing coming into this game.
They're going to BMO so hard.
Yeah.
What does BMO stand for?
Big man. That's not where I was headed. God damn it. That is another belief.
Fuck you, Josh.
Yeah. Again, you can just make it beeps. It makes it funnier. So
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going with I wanted a 2-1, but that's based on the fact that we win LAFC because then we have to fly across the country and deal with that. So, fuck. This is out there. I'm going to say 3-2.
3-2 loss?
Win.
Win. Okay.
So what is that? 2-3. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hi, Aziz.
Oh, what's up, buddies?
Oh, look at you. Just
Aziz came up to say what's
I didn't know he can make it upstairs.
Jonathan's dog Aziz just came into frame.
Yeah, buddy.
Aziz!
He's such a good dog.
Cheddar!
Cheddar is an amazing dog, too.
Margot wants Cheddar.
I'm actually going to take your scoreline, Josh, so we're going to have to come up with a tiebreaker. I am going to say goals from Roddy. No, Jonathan, I'm going to call him because it's easier. Jonathan, Mourinho, and Aspria.
Okay, and I'm going to say...
Timbers and Tacos, take a shot. Jonathan just said Mourinho.
Isn't that how you're supposed to say it?
It's just Moreno.
It's not Mourinho?
He doesn't have that nyeh over the N.
Nyeh?
Nyeh.
What is that? A tilde? No, it's a nunca.
If I add it to his name, then I'm
what's it called? Say it
Mourinho, and I did in my head, so that's what it is.
All right.
What's your tiebreaker, Josh?
God, I'm trying to think of who's gonna score, but I know Aspria is scoring two.
Okay, I'll take that. That's good enough.
You think Aspria is going to start?
I think he's starting. I think he's playing the whole game.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I really have to go.
Yeah. All right. Bye, Josh.
Well, bye, Josh. Let's just close out. Is it just my same song?
Yeah, because you can't put a link in.
Okay. Sorry, guys. I fucked up last week. Okay. And how do we reach us? We have a playlist. Spotify. Search Radio Free PVSP. Email portlandvanity@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail. 503-583-4235. Instagram, Portland Vanity. Twitter, PDX Vanity Soccer. Now available on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, and everywhere else you can listen to podcasts. And that's all. I can't think of anything else. And that's it.
Good luck, Alias Ivicic, into New England Revolution as the new keeper.
Hope he breaks his leg.
Yep.
Bye, Josh.
Or I hope someone throws a chair at him.
Bye, Josh. We're going to talk shit about you after you leave.
That's fine.
Bye, Josh.
Bye, everyone.
Start talking shit.
Oh, you're leaving.
You're still there.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk shit on this. I don't want to hang up until it's like over.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hang up.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
It's been a bad year. It's been a bad night. You pay me, but I still can't do anything right. I laugh at all the disappointed hearts I've made. Did you think this was for you?
96.
It's
97. It's 97. I already... All right.
Is the rest of the info right?
I don't know, Josh. Did you pick the right song?
I don't like you guys at all.
Yeah. All right. I'll start it at 30 seconds.
Have you heard of, before we start,
no, you won't.
Of the Wisconsin blow dryer?
No.
Okay, so it's the act of f***ing on another's f*** and then proceeding to with your f***. TIFO Pass 2020.
Somehow I'm aroused. And I don't really understand why or how.
Five, four, three.